Good afternoon. Dr. Schneider dictated a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry report on Donald Ellis. Donald Smith, this goes to Dr. Ellis. On 2/15/23, Mr. Smith performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with moderate impairment in flow rates, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change in the forced vital capacity, but there was complete reversibility of the airway's obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/1/22, there's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study, period. The paragraph compression, moderate restriction with reversible airways obstruction, showing no significant change overall, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Diane Foster. This goes to Dr. Gerard on 2/15/23. Mrs. Foster performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. And after bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/1/22, there's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study, period. No paragraph impression, minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction or improved effort after bronchodilators, showing no significant change, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Brenda Siriani. This goes to Dr. Palagrudo on 2/15/23. Mr. Siriani performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was improvement, leaving the patient with very minimal airways obstruction at lower lung volumes, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/17/22, there's no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study, period, and paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a reversible component, showing no significant change, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on David Johnson. This goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. On 2/15/23, Mrs. Johnson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study there, 9/14/22. There's been no significant change, period, of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, six-minute walk test on Kathy with a K, Stiles. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 2/15/23, Mrs. Stiles performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93%, period. After walking 365 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 88%, period. No paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Noble Clary, C-L-A-R-Y. This goes to Dr. Pieper and Dr. Swieger. On 2/15/23, Mr. Clary performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After, compared to a prior study dated 8/9/22, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Audrey Hickson. This goes to Heather Murrow, comma, PA. On 2/15/23, Mrs. Hickson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction, Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FeO25-75 over FeC was less than 0.8. There was no significant change after bronchodilators. Period, compared to a prior study dated 10/5/22. There's been no significant change. Period, in paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component showing no progression. Period. Thank you.